Oh, thank you all so much for coming down. It helps me tell the story. I would have told it anyway, you know. When I was born a long, 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 long time ago, my family was living in a house with not just my mom and my dad and me, but my mom's brother and his wife, my grandmother, my great aunt, and my second cousin. Now, that's what we call extended family. All in one house, there were a number of different people related. And if you looked at the houses around where we grew up, I had lots more uncles and cousins and second cousins twice removed, and I don't even understand all that. But I had lots of family. A few years later, my cousin Sandra was born. But you know what I didn't have and don't have to this day? Brothers or sisters. I'm an only child. So I had to find my own brothers and sisters. I mean, I had to wait until my cousins came to visit to have somebody to fight with. You know? But what I discovered was I could find friends who were like brothers and sisters at church. I could find them at school. I could find them in the houses along the road where we lived. I could find other people who were very much like brothers and sisters to me. So I have brothers and sisters who aren't really related to me by blood, but they're still related to me. Jesus, in this story, when his mother and his brothers come to visit him, says something that at first seems really mean. When they're coming and asking for him, he says, "Well, who are my mother and my brothers?" Like they weren't, but I don't think that's what he meant. I don't think he meant to exclude them. I think he meant to include a whole lot more people. Anybody who does what God wants us to do, that's my brother, my sister, my mother. That's what Jesus says. Anybody who does what God wants us to do. And what does God want us to do according to Jesus? Love God and love our neighbor as ourselves. Well, that means we're all brothers and sisters. You and me, you see, I'm not an only child anymore. I've got you guys. And all of these folks, I've got these folks too. And all the folks back there and folks around the world that are brothers and sisters, at least according to Jesus. So I'm going to talk a little bit more up here and tell some stories about how we brothers and sisters at least maybe sort of kind of try to get along. Okay? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for making us family. Thank you, God, for giving us brothers and sisters beyond the family that we already know. We believe with your help, we can love all we meet, even those who are closest to us, which are sometimes hardest to love. But we know that your love is for all of us and that we can learn from you how to love. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for coming down.